this morning, Nick.
We're going to talk about one of my favorite things this morning, and that is food,
yay,
which I love very much. But in particular, we're going to talk about groceries.
Yes, I'm a bit of a foodie, too. So I like to go to the grocery store, buy fresh things, cook at home if I can.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's talk about saving people money on groceries. And this is a rare moment when I'm actually going to mention a company by name. Can you believe it? I always talk in generic terms, right?
You always say, I'm not going to tell you the name, but...
Yeah, right. So, but, and I'm not affiliated with these companies.
Right.
I just give out information when I think it's valuable. So there are lots of credit cards that will give you cash back on groceries. People know that probably. If you use your credit card, you get 1%, 2%, 3% back on groceries. Mm-hmm. Did you know you can get up to 6% back on your groceries
I
with a credit card?
Not know that, no.
Okay, so here's the company name. I hope everybody's seated for this one because I can't believe I'm doing it. American Express.
Really?
Yeah. It used to be like the card that only business people used and everyday people didn't go for. It had fees, you know, it was seen as sort of an upscale card. Mm-hmm. Well, they have two different versions of cards. One is, well, they have many versions, but two I'm going to talk about. One is their Blue Cash Everyday card. That has no fee on it, and you save 3% on groceries, and then 2% on gas, and 1% on purchases, et cetera, et cetera. Read the fine print.
Sure.
I always say that, right?
Yep.
But there's no fee on it. So if you just use that card at the grocery store, your groceries are going to get discounted by 3%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to save 3% on them. The other card they have is the Blue Cash Preferred card, which actually has a $95 fee annually, but will pay you 6% cash back on your groceries up to $6,000 per year, and then it drops to 1%.
Okay.
So whether you get the cash back or you get, you know, however you receive this and credit on your bill, however it is, it's still money that you're saving, right?
Yeah.
So up to 6% back, you have to figure out if your grocery bill is large enough for you to save $95
to
a year to make
it
worth
it. You've got to do the math
to
see if the annual fee is more or less than the savings you
get. Right, but it's not that difficult.
No.
And also, some of these cards have welcome offers on them. So they might say you get $100 back, $150 back up front.
Mm-hmm.
Read the fine print on that. It means if you spend, say, $1,000 in the next 3 months and you have to spend them at this kind of place. So really pay attention to the fine print. And I am going to tell you from personal experience, mark it on your calendar. And I will tell you, it is from the day you apply, not from the date you get the card.
Okay.
Very tricky because sometimes it's 6 weeks before you get the card and you only have 90 days to spend the money.
To use the money.
So mark it on your calendar and squawk if you don't see it on your bill.
Okay.
And so if here's the two tips. If you carry a balance on your card, no judging. If you just carry a balance, you don't pay it off every month, I want you to look for low interest rate credit cards, no fees, and cash back.
Okay.
If you pay it off every month, that's when you're looking for, go for the miles, go for the Sky Miles.
Yeah.
And try to get a card where they convert to cash. So places you can go to look this stuff up, go to the web, type in best cards for groceries, best cards for gas rewards, whatever. Or a website I also recommend, also no affiliation of mine, called creditcards.com.
Okay.
And just sort for them there and see what you can do to save yourself some money. Please, please. One of the unusual things about power down debt is that we allow people to use their credit cards. We don't freeze their credit.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to them about using them responsibly. So if you're going to do this to chase the rewards, take advantage of the credit card companies. Don't let them take advantage of you.
All right.
Don't miss the due date. Don't miss a payment.
Right.
Don't carry the balance if you don't have to. Stack the deck on your side.
Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about this or any segment they hear, they can always reach out to you.
You bet. 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.